morning, good afternoon, good evening. I have no idea what time it is when you're hearing this broadcast, because this is not like regular radio. This is radio on the internet. This is radio on Galganov.com, and I'm Howard Galganov. And I bet you're getting tired of hearing this opening because, well, I keep saying the same thing every time. But this is for the people who've never heard Galganov.com. Maybe people never read Galganov.com and didn't even know we existed to even hear these broadcasts. You know, they should understand that this is not like regular radio. I don't worry about the CRTC, and I don't worry about the FCC. I don't even worry about people who don't like what I have to say or what I have to write, because I answer to no one. I don't have a boss. We have one sponsor, Polinsky Gunsmiths and Arms. I mean, this guy is unbelievable. He's been with us forever. For a long time, and not only does he pay a sponsorship every month before it's even due, every now and then he actually gives us money in addition to this because he cares about his freedoms. We should all care about our freedoms. So the written editorial today is about, well, a lot of it has to do with the Kavanaugh hearings and what's happening in the Senate, and it's a disgrace. It's not a disgrace to Kavanaugh. It's not a disgrace to President Trump. It's a disgrace to the Democrats. It's a disgrace to all those people who are trying to obstruct the Democratic choice, a Democratic hearing of someone who's going to sit in the Supreme Court, who's going to make decisions that are going, which are going to affect the United States of America for a very, very long time. And instead of worrying about whether or not this guy really knows what he's doing, whether he really understands the law, whether he's a traditionalist, in other words, he's going to follow the Constitution as it was written, as it was meant to be, or is he going to be a justice who wants to legislate from the bench? In other words, here's a guy who can be there for another 25, 30 years, who can act as if he's the president of the United States of America, who can make all kinds of laws. Well, not just the president. He can act as if he's in charge of the Senate and the House, because the Supreme Court has an enormous amount of power. And very often, far too often, and in the United States, more often than it used to be, the Supreme Court is actually making laws. They're actually regulating from the bench. In Canada, it happens absolutely all the time, and it's a disgrace. It's horrible. I mean, we don't know what our constitutional laws and rights are because our judges are continuously deciding what our Constitution should be, because our Constitution is, well, it's loosey-goosey, and that's not the way it should be with the United States of America. The United States of America is the last bastion of freedom in the world. So as a Canadian, I'm sitting here and I'm watching and I'm listening to all of the debates and all the questions and all the arguments, and unfortunately to all the insanity as well. Speaking of insanity, Nike. If there's any company that has ever put a gun to their head and pulled the trigger, it's Nike. What a stupid organization to turn around and to tell the American people that standing or not standing to the national anthem is a good thing by endorsing Kaepernick. I mean, how stupid can a company be? Well, as I wrote in the editorial, I don't think there's any leftists who are going to run out and buy a Nike product because Nike wants to demean the United States of America, the anthem, and the flag. But there's going to be a lot of conservatives, every conservative, including Canadian conservatives, who are not going to buy Nike products. I mean, why do I want to spend $200 on a pair of running shoes when I can buy just as good, if not better, from a company that really does love the United States of America and love the freedoms, loves all the freedoms that comes with the United States of America, with the Constitution, as are expressed by the Stars and Stripes. I'm Howard Galganov. This is radio on Galganov.com. No CRTC, no FCC, just you and me, the way radio really, really ought to be. And until the next broadcast, have a great, great day.